Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
He's so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network on tonight. We're back. We're back in the building. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. We're so excited that all you guys are in here on tonight. Man, we are celebrating in the studio.
We are celebrating tonight.
It is a celebration tonight.
Right?
Yeah, we want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the network, on the phone line. It is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're back. How you doing, man?
I am well. How are you?
Man, we are eating. We have got some of everything going on in the studio tonight. Why, ladies and gentlemen, around the network? Because it is the E-Man 1 year show anniversary.
Yes, it is.
Man, can you imagine we've been on this network for a whole year?
A whole year, yes. It's been good.
Yes, it's been
a good journey.
Yeah, man, we've been on the We Talk Radio Network for a whole year. Actually, it's starting tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
I mean, tomorrow is, what, May 30th? We came on this time last year, May 30th.
Mm.
And we started the E-Man After Show.
Right.
And it's been a whole year.
It has been a year.
Yes.
Time definitely flies.
Yeah, well, welcome to the ride, man. We are we so appreciative to all of you that have hung out with us all year long. And, man, we're excited to be here on the night. It's our anniversary, man. Check it out. On the E-Man After Show. Yeah, it is our anniversary.
Yes,
we want to thank all you guys that's joining us on tonight. We're going to put a Big Six question out there for you guys tonight. We got a lot going on over here on We Talk Radio Network. We are partying in the studio.
Uh-huh.
We got cake going on. We got it's all kind of stuff going on, huh, man?
Yes, it is. We have all type of treats.
Mm-hmm.
This is my excuse to eat.
Your excuse.
Eat the sweets, okay?
Eat the sweets, yeah. Why? Because it's 1 year. It's our anniversary. Tony,
yes.
Tony. Check him out. Hey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so want you guys, if you want to talk to us tonight, call us up and congratulate us over here on the E-Man After Show for 1 whole year on the E-Man After Show. You can call us at 563. What is the number over here? 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hit option one and you can come into the conversation. We're putting a Big Six question out there tonight. But we want to thank all of you guys that's standing by on the phone line. We see you coming in on the network. Mm-hmm. Listen, you can follow us on social media. We are on social media, all social media, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I think we're on all social media, right?
We are on all social media sites.
Yeah, yeah. We got about
absolutely.
About 50. You over there eating cake.
Look,
you got stuff going on in your mouth.
I was in the rotation for a
put
second.
Put that drink and drink down, Dano.
Boy, he is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, we have so many sweets in here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is going down, okay? So for the last past year, I have been drinking zero sugar Dr. Pepper, but tonight I got a real Dr. Pepper, okay?
You got the real Dr. Pepper.
Celebrations is the 1 year anniversary of the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
I have a real Dr. Pepper.
Well, man, we want to thank you. You started out with us, and for the first night, we want to thank all of you that called in and welcomed me to this network.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight, you want to call in and welcome us for being on for 1 year. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Miss Kia Davis. We want to appreciate you for allowing us to be here.
Right. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes. Want to shout out to all of you personalities over here on We Talk Radio. Mr. T. Smiley.
Uh-huh.
Miss Emily Blue. Miss
mm-hmm.
Destiny Brown.
Yes.
Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Mm-hmm. Yes. To all of you that make up the E-Man After, I mean, make up the We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Yeah, I got all kind of stuff going on. We got papers everywhere. Uh-huh. But, man, you can follow us over here on at www.wetalkradio.com. We on about 50 platforms. What other platforms are we on, man?
So just to name a few, we are on...
Man, this cake is good.
Just to name a few, we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon. Yeah, so that's the name of few.
That's just the name of few.
Uh-huh.
And listen, guys, if you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can go to our YouTube channel. You can like, you can share, you can even make a comment. But if they need to subscribe, man, what do they need to do?
So, guys, you just hit that subscribe button. Also, hit that notification bell so you can receive notifications when we upload content and videos for you.
Yeah. And listen, you can go back on the network and you can check out all of the shows and the personalities, because all the shows are up linked over there on the YouTube channel, you know, the TV channel, and you can check out all the great shows that's over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, man, we've been dealing with mental illness all month long.
We have been.
And yes, we're talking about that tonight too. Why? Because we know this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
It is.
And we've been dealing, people been dealing in their psyche, and we're still talking about that tonight. The doctor be on, she's coming on next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of switched up things because this is our 1 year anniversary.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah, we've been sitting at these microphones for 1 year. We have had a lot of great shows, man.
We have a lot of informative shows, a lot of laughter,
uh-huh,
a lot of opinions, a lot of dominoes. And it has been great. It's been such a pleasure to be able to join the We Talk Radio family, you know. Kia D is so awesome. Miss Kia Davis, she's just so awesome to work under. She's an awesome entrepreneur, awesome boss, you know. She's very open-minded and very encouraging.
Yes.
So it's really a pleasure.
Yeah, we have did, man, we have did 52 episodes.
52 episodes.
Yeah, 52 episodes. Tonight is our 53rd episode over here on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Man, I got cake. This cake, who made this cake? It's good.
It is good, huh?
Mm-hmm. we're having a celebration tonight.
Yeah, and don't start smacking in the mic. Because y'all know E-Man. When E-Man eats, he zooms out. But guys, as E-Man stated earlier, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are talking about mental health awareness all month long. Once again, next week, you want to tune in because we will have a guest. She is a licensed therapist counselor.
Yes,
and
she's
going to come on and provide us with that good old knowledge that she has. But you know, and in the midst of, you know, everything that's going on in the world, you know, we are celebrating tonight our one-year anniversary here on the We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, we want to appreciate you guys that have been hanging out with us, man. We have had all kind of great shows going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we started out coming around the domino table, and then tonight we're going to put another Big Six question out there tonight. You know, we're going to put a Big Six question out there. Let me do this, man. We're having fun.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
E-Man After Show, 1 year over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
But listen, guys, we got our segment tonight, Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. That's at 9:35.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to encourage you on tonight, and we got a Big Six question that we're putting out there tonight. We want to thank all you guys over there on the network. We want to thank you guys that's coming in on the phone lines. You know, as you come in and you want to, you know, congratulate us for 1 year being over here on We Talk Radio Network, you can do that by hitting option one. You can call us at 563-999-3456. Hit option one and we'll let you come into the conversation on tonight.
Right.
We want to appreciate all of you guys because this has been time has flew by, huh?
It really has. It really has. This year has come back around so quickly. And we're just happy, you know, we're really celebrating. E-Man, you have had so many people to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many people to just partake, you know, give their opinion, you know, call in, lay a domino down, you know, and it's been so much laughter. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where a lot of shows have been extended.
Yeah.
Because you guys do not want to hang up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because the conversation get great, man. We done did some a whole lot of different topics, and we done even did DEI.
Mm-hmm.
We have did quite a bit over here on We Talk Radio. We done did a live show with Mr. T Smiley out at the barbershop.
Right.
You know, it's just a lot been going on, and we were so appreciative of Ms. Kia Davis. But we do have a Big Six question tonight that we're putting out there tonight. We want you guys to, if you want to get into the conversation, because, you know, dealing with mental health, it's what we've been seeing in the last 3 months, you know, with the back-to-back shootings that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tap into a little bit of that tonight just as well.
Right.
In the midst of the celebration, because we still want to really try to understand, you know, those that's dealing in their psyche, you know. So we're going to put our Big Six question. We see you guys coming in on the network. We see mm-hmm. you guys coming in on the phone line. It is the E-Man After Show. It is our one-year show anniversary. We want to thank all of you guys for joining us on tonight. We was real appreciative to all of you that's going to be calling in and have something to say. But, man, let's put our Big Six question out there tonight.
Okay.
Let me get Big Six. And so those of you that's going to come in the conversation tonight, that's Big Six. You coming in, and I know you coming in. You over there drinking. What you coming in?
Good old Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh. You coming in.
Uh-huh. yes, you already know mine. 6'3". Yes, faithful listeners is 6'3".
Yeah, uh-huh. You coming in on 15 points. My Big Six question for tonight's show is, do you think the last three major shootings in New York, California, and Texas, were they driven by hate or mental illness? That's my Big Six question. Let me get that to you guys again that's standing by on the network. This is also what we're talking about tonight. My Big Six question is on our anniversary show tonight, because tomorrow, actually May 30th, will be one year. We've been over here on We Talk Radio Network platform.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Shout out to all of you guys that's been supporting us. Shout out to Elite Vision. She's
mm-hmm.
a sponsor of the E-Man After Show. Shout out to I Got Your Media.
Yeah.
He's a sponsor of the E-Man After Show.
Uh-huh.
High Level Media is a sponsor of the E-Man After Show. And Mandy the Mentor.
Yes.
We want to appreciate y'all guys for keeping me on the air. Yeah, I want to thank y'all for all that y'all have done and all that y'all are doing. Because, man, when I go back and check out, you know, some of the shows, it's, you know, when you go back and listen to the old show, like, man, we had some great conversations.
We did.
But our Big Six question tonight is, guys, do you think the last three major shootings, the one in New York, Buffalo, New York, in California, and in Texas, was it driven by hate? Or do you think it was driven by mental illness? That's what we're talking about tonight. You want you guys to pull up to the domino table, and we're going to talk about that tonight.
Right.
In the midst of us celebrating. Uh-huh. In the midst of us having a good time over here on the E-Man After Show. Mandy, you know, I was just checking out some of the shows. Here's a great show that we ran on this year on the E-Man After Show. Check out this great show, Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is the E-Man After Show. Join me each and every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio, starting May 30th at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We talk, we listen, we take action right here on We Talk Radio Network. See you on the mic. E-Man After Show. Yes, it is the E-Man. Well, okay. That didn't come out right. That wasn't the clip that we wanted to play. I think somebody put that in the queue wrong.
They played too much.
Yeah, they trying to prank me tonight, huh, Mandy? But we want to thank all of you guys that's joining us tonight. Listen, we do got to take a break. When we come back out of this break, guys, we're going to join our conversation. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
That I'll be loving you always. For only love can conquer hate. it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. WeTalkRadio.com. It's our anniversary tonight. 1 year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to appreciate y'all, you guys that's standing by on the phone lines. We see you standing by listening. Mm-hmm. We see you on the network listening. Why? Because we are celebrating 1 year.
1 year.
Man, shout out to all our veterans and shout out to all of our military people. You know, yeah. Tomorrow is Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day.
Yeah, we don't want... Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow's Memorial Day.
It is.
You off tomorrow, right?
I am.
Yeah, so we want to appreciate all of you guys that, you know, been on the front line, that's been fighting for us and, you know, protecting us. And we don't want to forget you because tomorrow we'll celebrate Memorial Day.
Yes, all those, remembering all those fallen soldiers.
Mm-hmm, yes. I know they, we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth, mm-hmm. and they're over at the cemetery tomorrow. I think it's the Lincoln Cemetery.
Mm.
I've seen where the Potter's House is going to be shelling people over to that particular cemetery tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out to the Potter's House Church. Since it's our anniversary, man, to those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know I'm a member of the Potter's House. I want to shout out to Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes.
All right, man.
Yeah. It's their anniversary.
A shout out.
They've been married 40 years today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
So shout out to the Bishop. Shout out to First Lady Sarita Jakes. Bishop Jakes is the senior pastor of the Potter's House down here in Dallas, Texas. Those of you who are listening around the globe, around the network, they're celebrating 40 years of marriage.
40 years.
Yes. 45 years in ministry. all year long. We've been celebrating that all year long. And then 40 years of marriage. So everybody's got an anniversary. It's just our 1 year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, just our 1 year anniversary. We Talk, our 1 year anniversary. Ready, co-host.
Yeah, yeah, man, you've been co-hosting with D-Man for, you know, a whole year. You started out with me.
I did.
Yeah, and you're still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there.
Man, we want to appreciate you. Man, let's got to bring up some of, I want to bring up one out. Let's do this, man. Let's see. To those of you that, you know, just now joining the E-Man After Show, we see you on the phone lines and the network. You know, this is some of our previous shows. Let me go back to one of our previous shows, see if we can get it up now. Somebody. Let's see. Yeah.
Listen, it's the E-Man After Show. I am super blessed and highly favored. Mandy, the mentor's in the building. E-Man, the building is going down on We Talk Radio Network.
Well, this is me and talk. This is how we talk around the domino table. This is my big six question tonight. How long do you date, or court, or live with a woman before you ask them in the hand of marriage?
I'll never ask her to get married, because as long as I'm getting the milk, why buy the cow?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Dwayne, do you believe black men cheat?
All men cheat.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Huh? All men cheat?
All men cheat.
What did he say? No, I don't cheat, sir. No, all men don't cheat.
Yes, that's what our previous episode. Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yes, yes, that was one of our previous shows. Why? Because, you know, we are celebrating over here 1 year on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the We family, Miss Kia Davis. Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley. Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack and Miss Destiny Brown, right. Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Shout out to all of you that makes up the We Talk family over here on We Talk with.
Shout out to everyone.
Man, put that drink down, man.
Look, this is some good Dr. Pepper, okay?
Listen, we put an old clip out, you know, that was our previous show when we first started, you know. You know, we had a lot of good, we have a lot of great topics that we talk about over here on the E-Man After Show.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the topics, you know, do black men cheat? You know, and one of our favorite callers, Mr. Dwayne, said, "Oh, man, cheat." Yeah, we really appreciate all of you guys that's been hanging out with us around this network. We see some people standing by on the phone line. Let's bring, I'm going to bring my assistant in because she's standing by. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
Oh, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Happy anniversary, guys!
Thank you.
Oh, my God, it's been a joy listening to you guys for a whole year. You guys have made my nights on many Sunday nights, just to understand. And for the big six questions, so I see Mandy laid down 6-3. I'm not going to give nobody no number, so we're going to cut the big six down, and I'm going to lay down 6-blank.
You're going to lay down 6-blank, or you're going to pass up that money? You don't want 5 points out of that? I had 6-2 in my hand.
Hold on. No. Where I play at, it's 10 to get in. So I'm not in the game yet, so I can't count it at 5.
There you go, your 6-blank right there. You in the game. Come on, talk to us.
Okay, so for my answer to that question, okay, so I'm really too much not, I don't know too much about the one that happened in California. But in New York, I say, yeah, that was 100% racially. You know, but in Texas, I cannot say that that was racially motivated because he went in and killed his own kind. You know, every last one of those, you know, was of the Hispanic race, if you want to say. So I think that right there was hate. It was just pure hate. And that's like a demonic possession because you have to be a very hateful person to go kill children like that. And then who in their right mind would do that? You know, you know, that's just, that was just pure hatred and of a whole nother possession, you know, a human being wouldn't just do nothing like that. So that's just how I feel about it. You know, that boy had to been straight, you know, to shoot his grandmother. Then you go shoot some kids, you know, and he knew, you know, what he was going to do because he sent out messages prior to that. You know, and I feel like the Uvalde Police Department, they would have a lot of questions to answer because this boy let it know what he was going to do before it was done. You know, and nobody took that serious. You know, nobody took that seriously, you know. So, yeah, if I was a parent or family of them loved ones that lost their lives, yeah, I would be beating down the police department and whoever else's door. They would have to answer a whole lot of questions.
Yeah, for sure that. And, yeah, because all around the world, all around the globe, all around the network, on every news site, you know, the AP Wire, on CNN, on all the networks, you know, it's just mind-boggling. It's baffling everyone that this 18-year-old young man can really even just buy this kind of gear, you know, and because I think it was hate because it's premeditated, you know. You had to sit back and think about this for a minute.
Right.
You know. And so, guys, we want you to call in tonight. We see you standing by on the phone line. You can hit option one. You can come in and, you know, if you got an opinion about it. Yes, because at the end of the day, you know, when you talk, we had three different shootings in the last, 2 months.
Yes.
You know, when you talk about the young man up there in Buffalo, you know, he went in and he targeted blacks and began to, you know, just shot up black people.
Uh-huh.
And then the one over in California, he sat in church and just waited till church was almost out and just shot up his guy. It's just a lot going on right about now.
It's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. So, Victoria, we want to thank you for calling in tonight. Yeah, we're celebrating. We got cake. We doing the doggone thing over here in the E-Man Studios tonight. Yeah, it is our 1 year we've been sitting at the microphone.
Well, y'all send me a piece of cake. Just Amazon it to me. They'll get it here by tomorrow.
Have an Uber driver to bring it over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
y'all
keep listening.
Tonight.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, we want to thank that's one of our assistants that worked for the Mandy the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate her. She's always standing by, ready to go. Yes. Man, we are over here. We are having a good time tonight. But we are talking about my Big Six question that I did put out there tonight on the E-Man After Show. Do you think the last three major shootings in New York, the one in New York, California, and Texas, were they driven by hate or mental illness? Was that person mental? Or do you think all three of these guys have somewhat, you know, by being Mental Health Awareness Month, did they kind of go loco? You know, did anybody see the signs of these young men?
Mm.
You know, I mean, all of it, it's all of it. It's racism, it's mental, and it's evil.
Yes.
You know, and the biggest part to me, man, that it is an evil thing to just want to set up. Who would just shoot up some children?
Some
innocent children.
I agree.
And down here in Texas, and, you know, really the issue down here in Texas is the authorities, why they waited so late to go in. Yes. But, man, we got to do it.
And how did this guy have such easy access to get into the school?
Well, someone let him in through the back door.
I mean, did he not? Did he?
Well, you know, and that's even been a big topic because they reported on AP Wire, you know, Associated Press, that they said it was a teacher that opened the door. And so, you know, allegedly, you
did
know,
he killed the teacher that opened the door.
Allegedly, a teacher, you know, she opened up the door and let him in.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is, if you go to the door and somebody got all this gear on, you understand, why would you open up the door?
Right.
It's just so much centered around this. But we're going to jump back into it. But tonight, guys, we want to give you an encouraging word because we understand that there's so much going on. There's so much on people's mind. And so tonight we do want to give you an encouraging word.
Right.
With Deacon Fred Bale. And so you guys are standing by. You keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. It is our 1 year anniversary over here.
It is.
On We Talk Radio. We got the studio going. We got cake. We just celebrating. Why? Because we want to thank Ms. Kia Davis for allowing us to be here on the microphone tonight.
Right.
Listen, guys, you guys keep it locked. We'll be back. Check out our segment with Mr. Fred Bell right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
Do you believe in victory? Well, I'm here to tell you tonight that victory is yours if you just believe. In life, there are a lot of things we have been told or made to believe in, like Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, just to name two. But when we are going through something, do we believe victory is coming? So many times we tend to focus on the right now, and we forget about believing that this too shall pass. Romans 5 and 17, it talks about because of Adam, death reigned through that one man. So if death reigned through that one man, how much greater are we that receive God's abundant provisions of grace and the gift of righteousness through that one man, Jesus Christ? Faith is believing, and believing is having faith. We have victory in Jesus, because when we are going through something, we have to believe that there will be victory after this. Believe that your change is coming, because victory is ahead. It's heading straight for you. It's on the path to change your life. But you have to believe that victory is coming. You have to have the faith that victory is coming. And once you believe, you will be victorious. All you have to do is believe. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
Forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building over here on We Talk Radio Network. We are celebrating tonight because it is our 1 year show anniversary. We've been on the microphone for 1 year over here at We.
Yeah,
I want to appreciate you, Mandy, for hanging out with me and, you know, co-hosting with me for a whole year.
It has been an awesome year, E-Man. Thank you for having me.
Man, we've been having fun. We've been having a lot of great topics. We've been coming around the domino table, putting out questions and listening to you guys' response and listening to you guys' comment. And been a lot of great discussion.
A lot of great discussions. A lot of participation. You know, you've had so many people to tune in, to talk about the show, to send in emails and suggestions, ideas. It's been good.
Yeah, we have enjoyed it. We just getting started. Yeah, we're going to keep it going for another year.
Yes.
Yeah, this is just, we just got our foot wet this year. And so, you know, once you get in and get acclimated, get set in, you know, because it takes a lot. I want to thank, you know, several people I do want to thank. I do want to thank I Got Your Media with Micah D. Williams.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the promos and the intro songs and all that stuff you hear comes from his company.
Right.
Yes, I want to thank him. I want to thank High Level Media. I want to thank you, Mandy, the mentor, for supporting and, you know, making sure everything is going right over here on E-Man After Show.
Right.
You know, thank you for your dollars.
All right,
you know. Yeah, I want to thank Elite Vision. You know, thankful for all that she does. Miss CJ Bell.
Yes.
Cause you guys make this show work.
Yeah.
And I want to appreciate. I want to thank all of you that work for the E-Man After Show. You know, Miss Victoria, Miss T. You know, all of those that put in for the E-Man After Show. Mandy, I appreciate you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, we are having a good time tonight. We are celebrating, but we do have a big six question out there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are celebrating tonight all around the globe, all around the network, we still celebrate, but we did put a big six question out there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And our big six question tonight, Mandy, is do you think the last three major shootings, the one in New York, California, and Texas, the last one we just had in Texas, were they driven by hate, or do you think it was mental? Or mental? Mm-hmm. Was it a mental illness? What do you think? Is it racism? And what can we do about it?
Right.
You know, so call us up here at 563-999-3533. I mean, we can talk about it. We can give our opinion. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's all around the wire. It's all around the every TV station you turn on. You know, you cannot turn on your television without it being, you know what I'm saying, Mandy? Without it being, people talking about it.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to hear from you tonight. Give us a call at 563-999-3456.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all of you guys that are joining us on tonight. But, you know, let me, you know, I played a little clip of our show. We see you guys. Listen, you have to hit option one. If you hit option one, we'll bring you into the conversation. But we're gonna bring this call up. He's been standing by. But let's check this. Let's check this clipping out, Mandy. Yeah.
Listen, it's the E-Man After Show. I am super blessed and highly favored. Mandy, the mentor in the building. E-Man, the building is going down on We Talk Radio Network.
Well, this is me and talk. This is how we talk around the domino table. Here's my big six question tonight. How long do you date
a court or live with a woman before you ask them in the hand of marriage?
I'll never ask her to get married because as long as I'm getting the milk, why buy the cow?
Right?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Dwayne, do you believe black men cheat?
All men cheat.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Huh? All men cheat?
All men cheat.
What did he say? No, I don't cheat, sir. No, all men don't cheat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of our shows earlier the year, and we just went, you know, we was going back in our archives just pulling good clippings of a lot of the great shows. But standing by on the phone line, I have Mr. Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. And yourself, you and Mandy, I just want to shout out and just congratulate you all for 1 year, 1 year celebration.
Yes, sir.
May God bless you. May God bless you and may God continue to keep this show going on and on and on and on.
Yes, thank
now,
you.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Now, you asked the question about do we believe was these shootings mental health or was it by hate? I'm just going to put another twist on it. And it's
just
my opinion, but I don't think it's not. I think it's the enemy that's driving these individuals, not only the individual, let's say the world, to do these things in this day and this time. I don't know, Sister Mandy and Brother Aldridge, I'm not sure why in the last segment you were talking about people are baffled. Well, I know the world is probably baffled, but as believers, I'm not baffled that these things are going on in this day and time because the world has, the more that the world turned their way around, away from God or Jesus and turn their minds on the world, these things are going to happen. And, and I'm sorry to say, brethren, it's about to get worse. Unless we turn from our wicked ways, unless we turn from the world and we return back to Jesus Christ, it's about to get worse. You just mentioned, you know, 1 week was Buffalo, 1 week was now in Uvalde, California. I forgot about California. But it's going to come down to every day. It's going to happen. It's going to come to the day, to the hour, to the minute, the second, where you're going to have calamity. Until we pray, turn back to the Lord and seek his face and pray to him where he'll heal the land, it's about to get worse. I see these things in the school. You know, we work in the school, and I see how the, you know, there's no prayer in the school. I just came off of a, I feel like it came off of the world tour. We just did about maybe 15 graduations within the last 2 weeks. Not one of the graduations, they offered up a prayer. Now, what they did do, they offered 30 seconds of silence, but that's just to recognize, I guess, these shootings and everything. But where's the prayer? Where's the prayer? So,
prayer been taken out of
school. So I'm not baffled. I'm not amazed because as believers, this is what's going to happen. When you turn from God, you are going to have calamity in the land. You're going to have pestilence. You're going to have all kinds of things. So we just have to, keep in prayer and pray for one another that it doesn't hit our doorsteps. Because when we pray and plead the blood of Jesus on your show, your program, I plead the blood of Jesus on the Mandy show. Press one, but I'm listening. It's like, you know, the lamb's blood on the doors, and that's where the enemy will pass by you. That's what I do to your show. That's what I do for my family and my friends and family and your shows and everything. That's what I do. I don't, you know, I don't take it lightly, you know. I plead the blood of Jesus and ask that disasters and calamities pass right over us. So that's just my spin on it. I'm not baffled. Do I think that mental health or then yeah, we could say it in one way, but to me, I think that's a distraction. It's the ultimately, it's the enemy. It is
right.
The enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And these boys well, are just, go ahead, definitely.
No,
I think
agree.
They're also mm-hmm. reaching out for attention.
Mm-hmm.
They want attention. They know they're going down. And last thing but least, Sister Mandy, and I'm going to ask you, what is Satan's sole purpose in life? What is his mm-hmm. purpose here on earth to do?
To turn you from Jesus. That's his
right.
old purpose.
Well, right. yeah, yeah, that's one of the purposes. But let me hear you.
Oh, mm-hmm. no, I was just going to say, yeah, absolutely, but the word of the Lord says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy,
yeah,
you know.
That's it. Yeah. I wrote it down. Yeah, that was for you. You got it. He's here to devour. He's moving
mm-hmm.
like a roaring lion to see who he could devour. And this is open
right.
season.
Oh, yes.
That's
well, we want to thank you for your... Well, we want to thank you for that, Mr. Dwayne,
yes.
and everything you're saying is correct.
Uh-huh.
Everything you're saying is correct, and that's Mr. Dwayne's opinion, you know, to those of you that's on the network, on the phone lines, because we have a variety of people listening to this show and to this network.
Right.
We're not only talking to Christians.
Right.
And so if you're a Christian or not, you know, we may. All right, thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, sir. We may say it's demonic and say all of that, but in the real world, you know, we may want to say the underlying part is demonic,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we got to be, it's practical just as well. It's chemical imbalance,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't be driven by spirits and all of that, but a lot of it is mental and a lot of it, because you got to understand, we still live in a real world. I don't care how saved we are. I don't care how much we go to church and we pray,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm talking to all of you on the network. We can do all of that because
right.
I'm really, really, for me, Mandy, you know, this is what I challenge Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I have these kind of conversations because we're around the domino table and I'm not afraid to, you know, I agree with everything Dwayne's saying, but
mm-hmm.
I'm really tired of Christian praying. Because what you're doing, when I say tired of praying, I don't mean I want you to always pray because the Bible says pray without ceasing.
Right.
But if you're going to pray, do something after you get up from praying.
But that's why I think,
you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The work has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Iman.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it takes us all collectively,
yes, yes.
right? Everybody don't know how to go to the legislator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are knowledgeable and they know, they do their part.
Mm-hmm.
The people that pray, they do their part. And whatever else they know to do. But it takes everyone to come together collectively because we are truly all in this world. We're supposed to be helpers to one another. And
mm-hmm.
where you can probably operate in certain areas, I may not have the knowledge to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes all parts,
I agree.
Working together, you know. And
I
for
agree.
Those, but I do agree, like, with prayer, we should always pray and continue to pray, but it doesn't stop there. We have
yes.
to do the work as well. So this is how I see us all coming together and doing our part. If we all, everybody do their part, then we'll a lot be moving. We'll have the practical and the spiritual as well covered.
And you said that very well, but I would see it just like this, just as well.
Because
mm-hmm. Dwayne made a great point. You're making a great point. Those on the network. But see, it's kind of like, to me, it's like marching.
Okay.
You know, we've been marching for years.
Right.
We've been marching in the streets for years. You know, after a while, you got to stop marching and go make a difference. You know, after a while, is this thing going to keep going on? We say we praying. We say we, you know, it's demonic. We run into the church to feel good for 2 hours. We get out of church. And we're back in the same situation. Why? Because... Scripture teaches us there is no peace for the wicked. And so this land is wicked. I mean, when you read all through the Bible, we're living in those perilous times where it's wickedness.
And certain things are just going to happen.
It's going to happen.
But
mm-hmm.
for me, my house.
Yeah, I understand.
But certain things, it's just like judgment, right? I'm just giving
mm-hmm.
a quick example. I'm not going to preach, okay? But it's like judgment. There are certain things you can pray and the hit will lessen, but there are certain things it has to take place. A lot of things that are happening right now, it has to carry out. Why? We talk about Christian, and I'll just say this, because a lot of people's hearts in the midst of this, yeah, there's going to be people that are going to have hard hearts. It happens, but there are people that have went a different direction. they're going to go back to their faith. They're going to go back to what they know works. A lot of this stuff in the earth realm is going to happen because it's just going
to
happen.
Well, because it's in his word to happen.
Right.
And
so,
that's what I mean when I say, you know, about prayer. He teaches, you see, if you rightly divide into the word of God, it's kind of like what Dwayne is saying. Mm-hmm. He's not shocked. He's not surprised.
Right, right.
I'm not shocked and I'm not surprised neither as a believer. None of us should
right.
be. Because if you are a believer, he already told you all this was going to happen.
Right.
I mean, he already told you there was going to be wars and rumors of wars. Mm-hmm. He already told you parents was going to be. Everything that we as believers is taught about, we're seeing it now.
Yes.
So we shouldn't be alone. We shouldn't be shocked.
Right.
But living in a real world is happening. And so when you say put it all together, yeah, we're going to put it all together. We're going to stay on our knees and pray because or go in the bathroom stall and pray.
Right. Wherever.
Yeah, because can't nobody challenge you in prayer.
That's right.
But I want to challenge Christians and believers after you get through praying.
Right.
It's just like after you get through marching, you can be in the streets and, you know, you can't legislate hate. We already know that.
Right.
You know, you can't vote hate away. You can't, you know, but you can't go down there and vote, get some of these senators out of there that are selling these, you know, that's passing these gun laws.
Right.
You know, why you praying, why you having your prayer meetings and why you calling everybody together, are these same people you calling together. We just, you know what's amazing to me, Mandy?
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing to me that you guys on the network, you know, because we're talking to a whole lot of people right now.
Right.
What amazes me is we just did a voting. We just had voting like 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
If I asked every one of these people that say they praying, did they go vote? Let me see what you're going to say.
Right.
Are you going to the polls to vote after you get through praying? Are you making a difference? Because, see, we can get on here and make our mouths. We can, and this is not to nobody. This is just E-Man's opinion. You know, we can go up in the church house. We can have our prayer meetings. We can do all of this stuff pertaining to Christianity.
All right, right.
But at the end of the day, if you ain't out there voting, if you ain't making a difference in putting your feet to the plow to help make a difference, that just become mumble jumble. Why? Because at the end of the day, Scripture teaches faith without works is dead anyway.
That's true.
And then he says, you know, he's watching what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be doing something. Look, we got sex trafficking. We talking about sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we doing about sex trafficking? We're talking about the gun shooting. It's going to always be shootings until we get up out of here.
Right.
And so my challenge would be on this network and on the E-Man After Show. Yes, I'm gonna pray tonight before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I believe in prayer.
Uh-huh.
But I also believe in making a difference after I get through praying.
And that's understandable.
And my challenge to each and every one of us, you know, why? Because it wasn't in our backyard. It's in Texas.
Right.
But it wasn't in Dallas, Texas, where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, and a lot of times when it don't really hit us specifically, it's just like I heard someone say this week, you know, we find all this money to send over to help other people,
right.
And people right here in our backyard need some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was just right up the street up there by San Antonio.
Right.
Wonder what would happen if it came through Dallas, Texas.
Right.
You know, because see, the closer it get, I mean, we praying for the families, we mourning, we our prayers are with them, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm always this type of person to believe that, you know, if you're gonna talk, if you're gonna say something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do more than that.
Right.
Why? Because we can talk all day long. We can go to the boardroom and sit down and strategize. And I'm talking in our culture, you know, we can have all the prayer, you know, old folks, you say prayer going meetings. You know, we can do all of that. But if you go into your church and you feel good for 2 hours, because that's what you go to church for, you get a good feel good for 2 hours, you get a good message. And then you got 24 more hours in the rest of the day. You come home and you say, oh, I've been to church today, but do you know they say this was the lowest turnout of voting this past time than any other voting? But we won't talk about that.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Jasmine Crockett who made it, you know, she won the chair. But if you ain't going to go down there and make sure the right judges is in place, if you ain't going to make sure the right senators are in place, I mean, they just had a big rally yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
you know, gun convention in Houston, Texas.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to vote to help change? Why? Because no matter, and this is to the African-American community, because I'm, you know, I'm so tired of hearing African-American and mainly Christians, African-Americans, saying my vote don't count.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mockery moron.
Mm.
You know, everybody, if you don't think your vote count,
mm-hmm.
well, then we got a problem anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we can't get nothing changed, you know. And
right.
so if we're here to make a difference, we're going to pray, but a difference got to come. There is no peace for the wicked. And, yeah, I believe in Scripture, if a man, you know, humble himself and pray
mm-hmm.
and turn from his wicked ways and then with God heal the land, I believe in all of that.
Right.
But it's spiritual wickedness in high places.
Right.
And that's biblical. That is going to happen.
It is going to happen. However,
mm-hmm.
it's going to happen. But we definitely, as believers, we have a position to, you know, we have to be on the wall. We have to sound the alarm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sounding the alarm is educating people, you know,
yes.
different aspects of where they need to be educated. And it's also praying, you know, because at the end of the day, the way I see it is
mm-hmm.
that what happened in Uvalde could have been targeted in Dallas, Texas. And maybe they just went on down the street because Dallas, Texas was covered in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you know, it's everything is important, from education to doing our part, as Eman was stating,
mm-hmm.
to voting. Prayer, all of it is important.
Yeah, it's all
we
important.
We just can't get to one and stop at one.
And that's really what I'm saying, because, you know, we got, and I always see it like this here, because, you know, when it baffles me, especially us in Christendom,
mm-hmm.
one thing I was sharing with a brother today, we don't have no special sauce to God.
Mm-mm.
Everybody has access to God.
Right.
You know, we don't get this deal where we can just, no. We all can pray,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God hears everybody's prayer. There's not a prayer that God don't hear.
That's true.
And so at the end of the day, as a people in all of these communities, you know, we're coming together to pray. Everybody's praying for Uvalde, Texas, right about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. But not everybody is praying, though. That's the key. Because if you go back to,
mm-hmm.
It's biblical. If we go back to Exodus, he told them, he gave them instructions.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take the lambs. He talked to the children of Israel. He didn't talk to he was talking to the children of Israel
mm-hmm.
only. He said, take the lamb's blood, put it over the doorpost. When the death angel passed by, He will see the blood of the lamb and pass by your door. For the wicked that didn't have the lamb's blood, those firstborn, they died. Why? Because they weren't covered in the blood.
So we don't want to suggest that Abraham didn't have that.
No,
we don't know that.
It was a metaphor, and I hope people
mm-hmm.
understand. It was a metaphor.
Yeah, we want to make sure we clean
that
up.
So that's not what we're saying. Well,
mm-hmm.
we're just talking strictly about why prayer is important.
Well,
because once again, you just said it, the wicked, these things are going to happen to the wicked. So that lets me know that apparently if I'm praying, my prayers are effective. If the word of God is saying it's going to happen to the wicked, things are going to happen to people in Christ as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there still is a covering, and we can go back to Exodus that shows us how that works.
Well, for that to make sense on the network, because you will have that person to say, okay, well, are you saying the people in Valdez?
We're not talking about Valdez.
Well, you got. I know we're talking about Christian principles.
Right.
I get what you're saying. We're talking about Christian principles.
Uh-huh.
But we got to remember, you know, even in our stadium, no matter if we Christians and we see it in our own way,
right.
because it becomes our own. Because this is the organized religion that we practice, and so we see it in our way as a Christian. But you know, evil happened to good people. You know, it's always been this saying, why do bad things happen to good people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it don't mean that you're not covered under the blood. It don't mean that no one is not covered under the blood. You covered under the blood or not, still stuff will happen.
And
you
right, absolutely.
You could be in prayer. You can do all that. You could plead the blood over the doorpost. It does not exempt things to happen. And so we don't want to really, really try to come across like we are saying, because I know that's not what you are saying.
No.
You're basically giving our Christian principles
mm-hmm.
to those that believe in Christ, and we do, but to those that's around the network, please don't write us, because that's not what she's saying. It's just a Christian principle that she's stating, because we are believers. And so to those of you, you know, if you don't practice that, if you practice another religion, whatever you do, you know, we trust in God and we believe in God. And so we want to make sure if on this network, if you a non-believer or believer, whatever you do, you cover yourself under the blood. If you don't understand those principles, you need to do what you need to do, because at the end of the day, I would say it's not prejudice, and I'm almost quite sure some of them parents and some of these people that have lost their loved ones, they are believers.
Absolutely.
And so if they are believers, we want to make sure we cover them just as well. But no one is exempt in life.
Right.
None of us.
Not from tragedy.
Yes. And so we just want to make sure we understand that, because we don't want it to come across like, because, you know, people, man, interpretation, people are misinterpreting a whole lot of stuff.
People will misinterpret, and I get that. I get that. And then sometimes, you know, you say one thing and it's heard the other way, because our understandings are different, you know, but you have to stand for something.
Yes.
You can't be wishy-washy. You have to stand for what you believe. And at the end of the day, we're all, everybody in the earth realm, I'm talking about us all when we talk about prayer, we all should just be praying for one another, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Because Uvalde is definitely in our prayers.
Right. Yeah, we want to keep them in our prayers. We want to keep, you know, we want to keep California in our prayers. We want to keep Texas in our prayers. We want to keep New York.
Right.
All around the globe, those of you over in Russia, those of you over in China, those of you over in South Africa, everybody is dealing with something. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, this has been a month of mental illness.
Yes.
This has been a month of hate. We have seen in these last three months, mm-hmm. I've seen hate, because no one is born racist. It's systemic racism is real.
Right.
No one is born a hater, mm-hmm. you know. So it's a lot of hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of mental illness. A lot of it's mental, you know, and so we understand that. And so been dealing with mental health all month long. We still going to bring doctors on. I think what Dr. Tamara Thomas said, one of the best. You, at the end of the day, we got to know what's practical.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know what's spiritual.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, everything is calluses from something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we as believers, we're going to say it's demonic. Somebody else is going to say it's mental. It's still all the same thing at the end of the day. So mm-hmm. what are we going to do about it? How are we going to make a difference? And so, to be honest with you, I don't know what we can do to make a difference. And so, as a young man, 61 years old, you know, I just don't really know what we can do. And so, to those of you that's on the network tonight, this has been another episode of the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. You know, this has been our 1-year anniversary. You know, we've been at these microphones for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank all of you guys that have come in and make, because everybody's opinion counts. We ain't shooting down nobody's opinion. Everybody, you know, this is what we do when we come around a domino table. We want you to say what you say, how you feel, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Christian, if you're whatever you practice. I ain't biased with nobody. I listen to everybody's opinion. But at the end of the day, I'm going to stand for Christ. I'm going to stand for Jesus. And that's just what I believe. And so tonight, man, we're going to pray out tonight.
Amen.
We're going to pray out tonight, because I always believe it like this here. When you have these kind of conversations, you know, for all hearts and minds to be clear, you pray it out, because at the end of the day, there's somebody around the network is saying, you know, I done all of that and I still don't see no change.
Right.
But we want you to keep on believing. Mm-hmm. We want you to keep on walking in faith. We want you to keep on in hope, because hope will make you not ashamed.
Right.
It was someone else this time.
Mm-hmm.
It could be us next time.
Right.
I was talking to a guy today when we went out to eat. He said, I said, hello, sir. He said, yesterday. I said, hello, sir. He said, how you doing? He said, it's good to be above dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Every day that you wake up, it's good to be above dirt, you know. And so we want to thank God for that. And to all of you that's been on the network tonight, to all of you that come back next Sunday night, we'll have a doctor on next Sunday night, even though, because all year long, we really want to continue to deal with mental health. You know, we continue to want to talk to those that, you know, You need to learn how to talk to someone, you know. Why? It's a lot of people need to unpack. It's a lot of people that's trying to figure out life.
Right.
Because, man, life is rough out here in these streets. And if you don't get you some help, because it ain't nothing wrong. I was going to say with a little bump of grind, but it ain't. My bad. It ain't nothing wrong, because no, this is real talk, because we'll start living in an unofficial world and start. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing wrong with going to talk to someone.
Right.
Because a lot of people, and I'm going to go on the record and say a lot of Christian people are mental. And they don't know it. You know, I'll see it. There's a lot of Christian people that need to talk to somebody.
And there's nothing wrong with you. This is why, and this is another, that's another piece of it. You know, mm-hmm. This is why a lot of positions are necessary, and therapists are necessary, especially with what people are going through, you know, these horrible acts that have been done, you know, these murders. It was terrible what happened in Uvalde, you know, and a lot of those people, they're going to need therapists and counselors, and rightfully so. And not only them, but people just heard about it, you know, all over the world, because people are suffering from anxiety. People are worried about their children right now, do not want to send their children to school because of what has occurred.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about Mandy, when you think about the little young girl that covered herself in blood, she covered herself in blood because she, you know, and you know what? It amazes me too, Mandy. I'm quite sure every one of those little kids probably was praying in their own self, in their heart, they probably was praying, God, don't let me get killed.
Right.
And so quickly she thought on her feet. Maybe if I just lay here and lay in this blood, this guy would think I'm dead.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But then she survived.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm quite sure, you know, she was covered under the, not that particular blood, but the blood.
Right, right.
Blood of Christ, you know.
Right.
Because bad things do happen to good people.
That's right.
And so at the end of the day, she laying there, you know, like she had been shot, but she covered herself in somebody else's blood and got home and then began to experience all kind of panic attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because she's traumatized.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is not the time to lay hands on people when they traumatized. This is the time to take them to a therapist to get some help. Pray for them. I'm quite sure her parents, people are praying. But do you know her parents got to take her for the rest of her life or whoever's in her life to see somebody, to talk to someone?
Right.
Yes, because that young girl, that's all she going to see, you know. I don't know how old she was.
11.
I think she was 11 years old, the report read. Yes, in her mind, she's going to keep rehearsing and living
terrible.
That. You understand?
That is terrible.
Then when you look at the husband of the teacher that got killed.
Right.
He went to take some flowers and just, of heartbreak, he went home and had a heart attack.
Had children.
He had four children.
Mm-hmm.
His four children was left. One was 20. His oldest was 23,
mm-hmm.
19, 15, and 14. Do you know those young kids is traumatized for the rest of their lives? You know, number one, now one of them woke up to understood that they would lose their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Then turn around and lose their dad all within the same week.
Right.
You understand? Through a tragedy. You know, don't know if they Christian people or not, but they probably good people. And
right. And
if they was believers or not, you know, if they was believers, they probably feel like they was under the blood. But
and nobody deserves that. Like, regardless of what, nobody deserves that. That was terrible. That was a terrible thing to do, you know.
Hate.
Terrible. Just, you know, so our heart goes out to the Uvalde. I mean, all of the states that were affected about these recent shootings, but to Uvalde, the family, the children that are left, you know, without siblings, our heart goes out because that's heavy.
Yeah, that is. And so we do want to pray for Uvalde tonight. We want to pray for California. We want to pray for New York because even with the young man that shot up the top store up there, crazy.
They said, now reports said that on his way to the store, he was shooting people.
Yes.
And then you put it on a gaming app, which is it's a social media gaming app, and a lot of kids and teens, and you have some grown-ups, they get on there and they do these games. They create their games. Mm-hmm. He filmed it live on Twitch, which is a gaming app. So people that was watching it in live on Twitch, they actually could have thought it was a game because you can create your own reality on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's terrible. So they're watching someone, people truly get killed, and they're thinking it's a game possibly.
Yes, and so, you know, our hearts just go out to, and like I said, you know, I think it was a counselor I was talking to in the school district this week, and she said it so profoundly. It is amazing, you know. I said, yeah, I used to hear that. She said, to say it like this to you, sir, bad things just happen to good people. No one is exempt. You know, you don't get a pass because you're a Christian. You don't get a pass because you're non-Christian. Things is just going to happen in life, and so how do we bounce back from it? You know, they was guarding our school, so this for these mm-hmm. last 3 days,
right.
they was. But even in the reports in Uvalde, you know, there's so many different reports coming out now. Why it took so long to get into the school? You know, how the young man got. It's so much that we have consumed in this last week,
mm-hmm.
and so my encouraging word to those of you have been watching this so much. You know, we want you to, you know, pull back a little bit. You know, we started out celebrating, you know, because really Thursday I stopped watching the TV about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday I didn't want to see no more. Yeah. I didn't want to see nothing else about it.
I'm with you.
You know, I turned the TV off. You know, I didn't even really want to talk about it. I knew we were going to be talking about it on the show. So
mm-hmm.
I read all the notes, and I didn't really read all of them because I didn't seen enough. Mm-hmm. I seen enough on TV to talk about it.
That's kind of. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that, man. I couldn't just continue to watch.
Yes.
That just wasn't the decision I made. So you can just continue to watch the news and watch all this stuff. Even though we need to know what's going on in the world, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes you have to pull back and just detoxify and just, you know, let all that stuff go,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it can weigh you down
mm-hmm.
and have you, although we're concerned about our family members, but it can have us in a place of anxiety,
you know,
place of fear. Due to what we see with our eyes and what we hear with our ears.
Yeah, because and I hate to somebody might say, "Eman, he must be hard on Christian." Because you know, I was talking to because I'm a Christian too, and you're talking to people in church. I have talked to more Christians dealing with anxiety this for the last 4 or 5 days. Then you understand it's like they all up on they wouldn't let their kids go to school. So I was trying to encourage them. You can't walk in fear now. You can't allow yourself to walk in fear and get in fear. You know why? Because your faith is under. You know you should be at a different place to understand. I do get where we trying to be safe and stuff like that, but you know you got to hold on to your faith. You got to keep the faith. You got to keep the faith and not try to let it consume you. But my thing was because it's always been said. As you talk, Mandy, and teaches us, and as I listen to your teaching, everything comes through your eye gate.
Mm-hmm.
Your ear gate
mm-hmm.
and your mouth gate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there watching it, it's going to get in you.
Yeah,
if you're speaking it, it's going to get in you.
Right.
If you hear, why? Because them are the gateways that we allow anything to get in.
Yeah.
And so if you keep on consuming the news reports and consuming every wire, you know, talking to everybody about it, at first I didn't know if I even wanted to talk about it tonight, because we don't consume, but because of the listeners is asking for it, we want to appreciate all of you on the network.
Yes.
Want to talk about it. We wanted to give you a platform. We still see you standing by on the phone lines. You know, we ain't knocking no one how they feel. You know,
right.
This is just, E-Man, I'm like this.
Right.
You know, because I believe in the practical. I believe in you doing stuff practical. I believe in, you know, prayer. I believe in all of that. But I'm all about social liberation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about, you can pray all day long, but if you ain't going to the polls to vote, I got a problem.
Mm.
You know, if you ain't making a difference, you just running off and you ain't going to go there. Because what surprised me that after this, we did early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And after I heard the numbers that the people that we didn't show up, the African-American community didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, this is crazy.
Mm.
But we willing to have the conversation about police reform.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We want to talk about, all the things that's going on.
Right.
But what are we doing? I mean, I talked to Senator Roy West. He said he was so disappointed this year.
Mm.
And I said, well, what did we do to get people out there to vote? I don't know. Mandy, can you help me out? Why is it that we don't go vote?
You know what? I'm talking about recent voting, right? And this is just my opinion. I think with all just the recent things that have happened in the DF in the Dallas area, I just think that people aren't. I mean, although you should never quit, but I just think people don't have that much confidence in the system anymore because we have a lot of people. They run for office and they give these great speeches, you root for them. And when they get in office, it's something totally different. Then you have those that are good and they put them out. They resign. They're actually forced out. But of course, we're told and they give them the opportunity to resign, because they don't like the way they're handling things or because they're standing up and speaking out for the people. So some people, especially if you have a more of an older mindset, some people feel like, you know what, if you do, if you don't, it's still the same thing. No results. And a lot of times we feel, and I don't agree with that way of thinking, because a lot of times when we feel that way, nothing happens. It's exactly what we said, or a person says nothing's going to happen. Well, it's not because you didn't vote, but a lot of people, they're not very confident as well.
Well, you know, I like the conversations. I like the thing that you always say, accountability.
Right.
When we put people in office, we got to hold them accountable.
That's true.
You know, and a lot of times that's not enough. To put them in the office is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hold people accountable when we put them in the office. We got to make sure, and this is the whole uproar about what's really going on. We put certain presidents in there, and then we don't hold them accountable. We put certain people in office, and we don't hold them accountable.
Right.
We ain't nothing going to change. You know, everything is going to be the same. Yeah, it's going to keep on being the same because we have took on that mentality. What you just said is, you know, people don't see a change. And if they don't see a change, oh, they're going to do what they want to do. No, your voice, and this is why we're on the microphone tonight. Your voice makes a difference.
Right.
This is why you gotta keep speaking out. This is why you gotta keep coming against injustice.
Right.
This is why systemic racism is real. Everyone
is very. I think about Renee Hall, chief of police, and how she resigned, but we know the events that had certain events, not all, that had taken place prior to her submitting her resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a person that didn't mind by speaking out and would say certain things, and showed compassion on those that marched. She was the one that stood out, spoke out, and showed compassion when they gave the curfew about the marching, locked the people up in jail. She had a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
Now, we're not saying that's why she resigned.
Right.
But it wasn't long after that she resigned.
When Jesus radical?
Absolutely. He was not passive. He was loving, but he was not passive.
Mm-hmm.
He was loving, but not passive. And one thing about Jesus, he definitely stood for something. You know, he stood for the message that he preached, and he stood flat-footed, and he was unapologetic about it.
And so that's why when you see, you have to be a radical and an indifferent person.
Mm-hmm.
If you the type that's got to fit in and I'm talking to my Christian community, we got to pray and pray and pray. If you ain't going to be radical and do something after prayer,
right.
You know, this is why Martin King wasn't really like Martin King was radical.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so if you in the old status quo to be fit in and never, speak out and never, and I'm talking to somebody on the network tonight because this is what we have.
Right.
We have people that show up at their church, they'll pray, but he'll come up in your crib and turn your tables over. You made him mad. You know, Jesus, he did stuff on crazy. Why? Because you're never going to get a result by being passive.
Right.
And so
I agree with that.
And so what am I saying tonight? You'll pray. But do something besides prayer.
And look for other resources and avenues. One thing about it, Iman, is even like in mentorship, right? I listen.
Mm-hmm.
I will refer someone to a therapist in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's not my position. That's not, the end of the day, we have to know, what's for us, what's not for us, and what's for someone else to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be okay about it. And what am I saying? We have to know that it takes more than one resource a lot of times.
Sure.
And it's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
It doesn't – a lot of times I think that – now, I will say this. When it comes to therapy and the Christian community, a lot of times I think that if they – if people go to therapy, and you see more Christians go to therapy now than ever, though. But I think that people were under the impression that maybe that they didn't have enough faith. They were under the impression that, you know, maybe I don't have enough faith because I'm going to seek out a therapist. You know,
I think it's a teacher.
But at the absolutely, because at the end of the day, there's therapists set in place to help you with what it is you're dealing with. You know.
You know, let me ask you this question because I know you are, you're a prophet and stuff like, you know, and I talked to too long ago, and. You know, he made a lot of valid points. He said, you know, forgive us for standing in our pulpits trying to make God look like he's Superman. And at first I wasn't following him, but I just listened to him. I wanted to hear what he had to say. He said, you know, we have preached this false narrative about God and Jesus till people don't understand spirituality. You know, God isn't, like he said it, and I've heard my pastor say this too, God is not Santa Claus. You understand what I'm saying? And so we have this mindset to believe that when we're talking about God, you know, and we're talking about Christian principles that, you know, for some particular reason, you know, we equate every life, our whole life situations around it and not really understanding, you know, really you're trying to make some be that's not a real reality. And so you're like Dr. Tamara said, you know, you asked the question, our last caller asked the question, what is the devil sent here for? The devil's sole mission is to divert you from Jesus, divert you from the, that's his sole mission. You understand what I'm saying? If he can get you to become an unbeliever, he have done his job. That's his whole, right. I mean, he got kicked out of heaven, so he don't want you to go. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so this guy, and this was the white guy I was talking to. He's a white minister that I was talking to. But as I began to listen to him and really listen to him, I had to agree with a whole lot that he was saying. Why? Because I'm not going to call his name because probably everybody, he's a prominent white preacher in this city of Dallas anyway. And he made a whole lot of sense because why we have failed people in really understanding and teaching faith. And so he wasn't talking about the preachers with money and stuff like that. He was just talking about, and he was really talking about it from the standpoint of the pandemic, of how a poor job ministers have done, because most people, when the pandemic hit and the virus hit, it showed you where everybody's faith was, really. And so now from that calamity to this calamity, where is the faith believers? You know, and I said, and you know, I even had no conversation for him. I said, well, you make a whole lot of sense to me. And he said something about they was getting ready to do this conference, but his voice have been silent. I said, why? Because of the you know, he's trying to preach a gospel of trying to in this last day. He said, oh, your pastor be there. I said, oh, yeah. You know, I said, yeah, because my pastor radical like that. He said, yeah, we have failed the people because people, you know, we not really teach. We thought we was teaching them faith. But look at the believers today where their faith is. We all got a mustard seed of faith. God gave us that. But if the believers really, let me just ask you this, Mandy. With the believers that we say we are, you can't tell me we all can't bombard heaven and change and pray to God. That's what we're being taught. You know, if my people who will humble themselves and pray and we believe what we're doing, you said a while ago, we should be able to see a change. So why is it not we not seeing a change? He broke it down, but I ain't got time to go into it, dissect it.
Right.
And so what am I saying tonight? I'm saying to all of us, what I say to each and every person that's on the network, if you're a believer now, we challenge you. We challenge you tonight to really, really get closer to God.
Yes.
This is my only appeal. What's the more of the whole story? Because we are living in revelations. We're living in the end times if you want to accept it or not. And I pray that you get closer to God. I pray because every man work out his own soul salvation anyway.
Right.
I pray, it's going to be my prayer tonight that you get it real close to God as you can, because we ain't, and like the last caller said, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't shocked. I'm not shocked about anything.
That's right.
I know I'm not shocked. I know you shouldn't be shocked if you're a believer. You why? Because Scripture has taught us that. But this one thing, man, that this great pastor said, because he's a prompt pastor. I just have to run into him. You know, I'm not going to put his name out on the air. It's one thing he said is, and we're going to talk about this on the E-Man After Show, it have become the big competition in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was talking about, the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
This person think they got the revelation. This person think they got the revelation. This person think they teaching the right way. And so now no one of us can agree with each other, because, you know, if we touch and agree, if we really touch and agree, hell will get nervous. Demons are back up. Why? Because that's power in agreement.
The devil
comes against the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But while we, you know, trying to do it this way because your religion, and trying to do it this way because your denomination, I was like, sir, let me know when y'all having y'all conference. He said, yeah. He said, but he called on the African community church leaders to come.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my pastor be there and a few more other pastors. Why? Because they always been trying to break down this racial relations anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? Because if we don't really get it, you know, because cultures are different.
Mm-hmm.
People view the Bible different.
Mm-hmm.
People's mentalities are different when it comes to the Word of God, you know. And so one thing I would say the only thing that really joins us is the blood of Christ. And so since he died and, you know, shedded his blood for all of us, we can all get up under this umbrella. And so what are we saying tonight on the E-Man After Show? I'm going to sum it up and saying it like this here. Get closer to God. You know, let's continue to pray for, you know, the world. The world needs prayer.
The world needs prayer. And that's the key. You just said it, pray. It's not when you pray, everything else is, in that moment, it's just not important. For example, denomination, if everybody is praying, we're praying to God, we're believing. Prayer is communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're communicating, we're praying, we're believing. All that other stuff in that moment is not important.
Well, they prove that. That proved that with the killing.
And then let me just, touch on COVID? This is a key as a believer. You may be shaken, but you...
Ain't nobody hung up on the phone lines yet.
right. As a believer, you may be shaken,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean your faith fell. So in the beginning of COVID, a lot of people were shaken, but a lot of people... So when you shake, think about your balance.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your balance for a moment, but then you gain your footing. A lot of people, yes, in the beginning, they were shaken. They're like, Lord, what is going on? People are dying, you know? But they didn't lose their foundation. They regained their footing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is, you have those, and not everybody though, even I'm not saying everybody,
right?
But there were a lot of people though, mm-hmm. where they were kind of thrown, they were shaken a little bit, but then they regained their footing. I just wanted to say that, because there were a lot of ministers that, Lord, we don't know what's going on. Get over here. Don't go nowhere. Don't do this. Don't do that. But at the end of the day, because you're going to be shaken. You're going to go through some stuff. You're going to be shaken. There's some things you're going to ask God about. But it doesn't mean that you don't have faith. You know, there's a difference. You know,
mm-hmm.
you lose your faith when you walk away and you say, there's no more. There's no use. I give up.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
this isn't going to go. We all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
No, we ain't in it. You know what I mean? That's an example. But a lot of people were shaken. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of there are people that gain their footing,
mm-hmm.
and they realize, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to stand. Lord, I trust you. Yeah, I was shaken for a moment, momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm standing now, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was people that was blown with the wind.
Yeah.
Because the foundation wasn't solid.
It's amazing. You wasn't there when I was talking to this pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it baffled him, and it made him go back to the really, really get in his word. Like,
yeah.
Lord, what am I really teaching faith? Am I
mm-hmm.
really teaching like what you're asking me to teach? Because
mm-hmm.
he watched his church,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's this thing, people coming back to the church and they
mm-hmm.
ain't coming back to the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said that, you know, as big as his church was,
mm-hmm.
the people are not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was challenging that.
Right, right.
And they're talking about, and I was just sitting there, I just let him talk, you know, because, you know, I used to do sound for him and hadn't seen him in a while. We stood there and talked for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, and I was like, so how many services are you doing? They used to do 4 services on a Sunday.
Mm.
They do 1 service now.
Mm.
You know,
right.
And good thing about his building is paid for.
But you know, but a lot of people got complacent. They
mm-hmm.
went home. They started watching TV, watching the preachers on the TV.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, it got comfortable to certain
mm-hmm.
people. It
mm-hmm.
got comfortable, got complacent. You know, and then we will say, well, this is the new way. You know,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of people did get complacent with COVID because
right.
you know they were able to stay at home and tune in. But it's nothing. You know, I do believe this, Eman.
Mm-hmm.
I understand personal relationship and
mm-hmm.
being at home, you know, worshiping. But it's important to assemble ourselves. That doesn't mean you have to be in there every day. It doesn't mean, I don't
mm-hmm.
believe it means you have to be there every Wednesday night, every Sunday, every, you know, I don't think it has to be like a ritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I feel
that there's times where you have to connect because we're there to strengthen one another. That's why we're there.
Yeah,
supposedly
yeah.
anyway, to strengthen each other.
Right.
So I believe it's important. But at the end of the day, I do know that there are people that are spiritual mature enough to sit at home and watch a sermon and really get something out of it
mm-hmm.
and go by their week and do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've lighted this pastor. I say, hey, listen to the E-Man After Show.
mm-hmm.
So hopefully you listen tonight. We see you guys still on the phone lines. No one have hung up yet. They normally
wow.
hang out.
What time is it? It is 10:37.
Well, it's 10:37. You know, we want to thank all you guys around the network. Because, you know, man, you know, we're even trying out some stuff because I was told that they wanted more on We Talk Radio Network. I was told they love the content.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that, you know, you should go more than 1 hour. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to groom you and teach you. I'm trying to get you to hang in there for a 2-hour show.
You sure live.
Yeah, and so we know this is a late show.
It is.
It's a late show, but moving forward, you know, where people are asking for these
mm-hmm.
kind of conversations around the domino table.
Right.
There's not a wrong or right answer. You
right.
know, everybody's opinion is valid. But as we are all around the globe, we're making sense to just not one group of people, to all people. Because you got those that, you know, would see it everybody's way.
Right.
You know, I'm quite sure the callers, people saw it the callers' way. They see it our way.
Right.
We just want to inform you and we want you to walk away understanding that no matter who you is out there, you got to life. No one is exempted for real life.
That's right.
As long as you on this earth, you got to do. You got to get up every morning.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out there and make it happen.
Right.
You know, but just don't exist.
And also to just let you guys know that we're sensitive to all situations. You know,
mm-hmm.
when it caused pain, you know, on people. You know.
Yes.
And we're very sensitive to that. You know, people are going to call in. We're going to have our opinions here on the E-Man After Show. People are going to call in with different opinions,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But we're definitely very mindful of different tragedies that have taken place, you
yeah.
know, and our hearts go out to families for their loss, you know, people
yeah.
down the street around the corner and people that are watching by television, because as we stated earlier, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
people all over the globe are affected by this.
Yes, yes. And our prayers are going to go out tonight, but, you know, we've been here 1 year.
Yes.
And we're going to continue these kind of conversations. We want to get into these kind of conversations because at the age I'm at, Mandy, now, you know, a lot of stuff got to make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't heard all the sermons I need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm always about being encouraged. I'm always about being uplifted. But if I ain't heard one sermon, I done heard them all.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't none of them no different.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, we prepare you to get in your word for yourself.
Right.
You know, you have to study for yourself.
That's right.
You got to have that relationship with God because this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this will die out
mm-hmm.
until the next tragedy.
That's right.
And then we'll be back around the microphones, you know,
talking about it again.
Why? Because there's a lot of, as each person said on tonight, you got to make it still do what it do. You know, if you ain't going to get out there and vote, mm-hmm. and I don't like, you know, this is when people clam up when you start talking about what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
People really clam up. It amazed me. You could talk about all that. You can agree with the church, going to church for 2 hours and feel good, get the message. You can agree with all of that.
Right.
But as soon as you say, did you go vote? Mm-hmm. Did you, you know, are you hipping in the community? Are you making a difference? Are you more? No, everybody, you know, clam up. And yeah. so this is what we challenge you not to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get out in your community to help make a difference, you know, and once we do that, we can begin to see some type of change, because if my people who are called by my name and humble themselves, but the most part of that scripture, when people, talk about it, man, they leave out just this phrase. I don't know why. Turn.
Mm-hmm.
What is they turning? Turning to go vote, you know. Yeah, because if you really study that scripture, when he talk about turn from your wicked ways,
uh-huh.
he's talking about turn from your mindset.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us have a mindset in our minds that, you know, because, you know, when a change comes, you turn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have been taught gotcha. That your vote don't count,
mm-hmm.
you still going to have that mentality and you're not going to turn.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, you know, with the wickedness going on, because those of you that don't get over there in Revelation, he told you in Revelation, there is no peace for the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men's hearts are wicked out here
mm-hmm.
in evil.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it takes God to change the heart.
Yes, it does.
You can't legislate your hate. Mm-hmm. You can't vote hate in and vote hate out, because nobody knows nobody's heart. You know, and so we got to go. I was trying to stretch it, Mandy, because I'm trying to get you geared up for 2 hours.
Is that what you're over there doing?
Yeah, we already talked about that, but this is a late show.
It is a late show, but it's a good show.
It's a late show, but we talked about it. So those of you on the network, we don't know what we're gonna do. Well, we do know what we're gonna do. We're trying to vamp some stuff over here
right.
on the man. After mm-hmm. see if we can come on a little earlier. Why? Because we're trying to give you at least by 2 hours worth of content. Bring you around the Domino table for 2 hours and have great discussion. We want you to continue to write the email after show at We Talk Radio Network or at emassington4@gmail.com. I think I'm on your site too. Am I on the Mandy the Mentor?
Yes.
What's my email address?
It's eman@mandythementor.com.
Yes, and we want to thank all you guys that write in topics over there and write in topics here, because this is the kind of discussion we not ashamed to talk about it. We not scared to talk about
right.
it. We not in fear to talk about it. You know, I ain't, you know, one thing I've learned now, Mandy, is not let your voice be silent.
That's right. You have to stand. You really have to stand for something, you know.
So when you're around these microphones, we're going to get ready to shut it down tonight. We see you guys standing by on the phone lines. Thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for wishing us a 1 year anniversary. We came on, we eating. This was our topic for tonight. We wanted to deal with this because.
So let me ask you.
I'm turning the television off after this, man.
Right. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So this is
it's your show.
So this is our 1 year anniversary.
Part of your show.
With We Talk Radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that make us radio husband and wife?
After December, I guess.
No, you know what I mean, right?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, when people work together, well, I've heard people refer to, like, their work buddies, like, well, we'll just work husband and wife. So are we radio husband and wife?
I don't know how that works, man.
I don't know. I just thought I would ask.
Yeah. Oh, I don't work with her a year now. She's my wife.
No,
my radio wife.
You're a mess. I just thought I would ask, though.
No, I I've heard that kind of stuff, too. Like, you know, I heard this one say, you know, that's my radio wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, you got to be careful with words.
Right.
You know, because interpretation is very important in this time that we live in.
True.
You know, somebody don't even know we getting married, and they probably listening to us tonight. Oh, they over there talking about their husband and wife, and they don't know we really finna be husband and wife.
You need to listen to some previous shows. I've been Boo Thang. I've been Chocolate Chip. Okay. So you need to listen to some other shows. Go back and rewind them E-Man After shows.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so to all of you guys that have been joining us, you know, we have had another great episode. It's been our anniversary show tonight. We have enjoyed just being here at the microphone. Tony told us it's our anniversary. Man, this is our anniversary.
It is.
You like that?
I do.
But tonight we're going to pray out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to pray out tonight. Man, we want to pray for Evaldo, Texas. We want to pray for California because of the shooting in California. We want to pray for Buffalo, New York. And then we just want to pray, you know, just pray for America.
Right.
You know, just so much that's going on. And tonight, as you guys get ready to, you know, all around the globe, somebody's going to work, somebody's at work, somebody's mm-hmm. coming home, somebody's getting ready to go to bed. We pray that the living God would, you know, comfort you to each and every family that was represented in not just the shooting in Texas, the killings in New York,
mm-hmm.
in California,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the church.
Mm-hmm.
We lifting up every one of those families one by one.
Right.
I don't know them name by name, but one by one, you know, I do want to pray a special prayer for the four children that lost their mother and their daddy. Lost their mother to the killing, but their father had a heart attack. You know, they're coming home right now or at home or wherever they are to mama and daddy being gone.
Right.
You know, and so you said a while ago, our hearts go out to them. You know, we have compassion for them. You know, not putting them above no one, but, you know, just in my own head, can you imagine being married to someone that long? Because that had to be a heartbreak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It shows you how powerful the mind is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows you how powerful love is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at this young man having a heart attack, he loved this woman. I believe the report said that was his high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Been with her for 24 years, been married 24 years. And, you know, to take flowers to put out there on her, you know, grave and then get back home and just can't handle it. I don't say it's mental. I say that's just heartbreak. That's just the love that he had,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, some people, and only God knows. The strange thing about that, you know, scripture teaches us no man knows when the Son of Man cometh.
That's right.
And if you don't really rightly divide and understand
right.
that means no one knows when God is coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that means. You know, and so at the end of the day, when your number is called, because your number is in the heavens, everyone in life has a start date and an ending date.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us know when that date is. So it pursues all of us to make sure we have that. We celebrate because man is eating on the microphone. And,
can you hear me?
Yeah, and we got cake over here. We got all kind of stuff going on the E-Man After Show tonight. You know, so we prepare you to make sure you have that relationship with God.
Right.
Because you don't never know when your number, people are here today and gone tomorrow. You know, and this is real talk. You know, and so we're praying tonight. And so, man, we're going to pray out this in the last 10 minutes. Because I just believe that someone on the network, you know, somebody's down tonight. You know, those that you, I'm going to get with Kia Davis, which is the owner of We Talk Radio Network. You know, maybe we can help some one of those families.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know about the GoFundMe, how that work, but maybe we can send money to help somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Help a family or something,
mm-hmm.
to do something. Why? Because at the end of the day, can you just imagine what they're going through in their own head?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, it's a lot that you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so we want to pray comfort tonight because God is the comfort all. Why? Because scripture teaches us weeping may endure for tonight,
mm-hmm.
but joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
And so let's pray, Mandy. We're going to pray out tonight. And those of you around the network, to all of you that didn't hang up on the phone line, I guess the conversation is interesting. Because what's been baffling me, Mandy, and the reason why we're trying to do 2 hours worth of content, because we get in conversations around the network and people stay on the line.
Right.
And so it says to me that they're enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
They stay on the network. And we want to thank all you guys that click the link, because every time you click the link, you know, we see it.
Yes.
And we see the numbers. We want to thank Mr. Fred Bell. He does a segment over here on the E-Man After Show, Encouragement for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank him for that because that's to help you in your psyche.
Right.
You know, that's to help you in your mental. We want to thank all of you that, you know, call in and sit back. We want to thank Elite Vision. We want to thank I Got Your Media. We want to thank all of these people that sponsor the E-Man After Show,
right.
High Level Media. We want to thank Mandy the Mentor. We want to thank Ms. Kia Davis at We Talk Radio Network that allow us to be right here every Sunday night.
Yes.
And so, Mandy, this has been another great episode.
It has been.
But you just before we go, let's do this before we go. This is just for those of you that have been a part of the E-Man After Show. This is how we started last year, right here. Yeah.
Listen,
well, we should celebrate,
it's
huh?
The E-Man After Show. I am super blessed and highly favored. Mandy the Mentor is in the building. E-Man in the building is going down on We Talk Radio Network.
Well, this is me and talk. This is how we talk around the domino table. Here's my Big Six question tonight. How long do you date, or court, or live with a woman before you ask them in the hand of marriage?
I'll never ask her to get married, because as long as I'm getting the milk, why buy the cow?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Dwayne, do you believe black men cheat?
All men cheat.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Huh? All men cheat?
All men cheat.
What did he say? No, I don't cheat, sir. No, all men don't cheat. Yeah, that was a pretty different previous show that we loved. We go back and, you know, get go into our regular shows and, you know, our past shows. And we wanted to bring that clipping in tonight because we have had some great conversations.
Right.
And so moving forward, guys, write us. We'll be right here next Sunday night, same where they say bad time, same back channel, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So if we pray, we got 5 minutes. And, yes, I'm trying to stretch it, man. We got 7 minutes and 13 seconds. The reason why I'm trying to stretch is because I'm trying to keep you up. I'm trying to, you know. You're the co-host of the E-Man After Show.
Right.
And we need 2 hours worth of content. Yeah, but we appreciate all of you guys. But let's pray. Spirit of the living God, how we honor you on this night. Lord, because we recognize every day with you is sweeter and sweeter as the day before.
Yes.
But God, we have been in a season of all kind of calamities.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in a season of all kind of traumas. A lot has been going on. And God, if you ain't with us, who else will be?
Yes.
If you don't keep us, who will keep us? If you don't put your hand on us, who would help us? And so we appeal and we come to you tonight. We cover ourselves under the blood of Jesus. We cover each and every person that's on the line tonight. And Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus,
yes,
because
Lord.
Father God, we understand it's in your son's name.
Yes.
In order to get to you, you got to come through the son.
Yes,
and we thank you for Jesus the Christ.
Thank you.
And Father God, as we lift up these particular cities, God, California, New York, as we lift up Texas.
Yes.
These last three shootings, Father God, have lost loved ones. We pray for each and every family that was represented, that is represented. That family that's grieving tonight, that loved one that's heartbroken, that child that can't stop crying. Because it's a child tonight that just cannot stop crying. Mm. There's a baby tonight that's jumping up in their sleep. Great God that you are. If you don't show up and touch them and comfort them, they won't be comforted.
Yes.
So we pray comfort over them tonight, God. We pray for every family, one by one and name by name, God. You know, Father God. And Lord, if it had not been for you, a lot of us would have been swallowed up. But God, you kept us for such a time as this. And so, Father God, we want to bless those families tonight, God.
Yes.
Father God, strengthen them in their inner man. Father God, we know they weak. This is why we're praying,
yes,
because they weak to pray.
Yes.
They don't even know what to say. And
yes,
you say, God, when we don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will make intercession,
yes,
for us, God. And so we're praying on the behalf of those that's grieving tonight. Comfort, God.
Yes.
Comfort the young family that lost the mother and the daddy.
Yes.
Comfort those four children that was left. Comfort the parents that, because there was somebody's parents, there was somebody's child too.
Yes.
You know, that was. I don't care how old we get, we somebody's children.
Yes.
And so, God, comfort. Father God, we lift up every family that was represented, God.
Yes.
Then, Father God, we even lift up the young men that did the killing.
Yes, God.
Father God, was it a suicide, mm-hmm, a type killing? Did he want to live? but their families, because the mother is even asking, the mother's even asking a question. Don't judge my son. Mm. You know why? Because it's still her seed. Mm-hmm. And so we lifting her up just as well.
Yes.
We lifting up the parents that they kids went astray.
Yes, God.
Because they human just as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father God, because you love all of us, and even though whatever road they went down, God, the parents still need a touch from you.
Yes.
Lord, regulate their minds. Now we understand when a person say, let this mind be in me, the mind that's in Christ Jesus. Yes. I understand the old folks when they used to say, you are a mind regulator. Because God, if you don't regulate the mind, you a person will teetotally lose their mind.
Yes.
In situations like this, but we covering every baby. We covering everyone that's on the sound of my voice on this network tonight. Father God, as we sleep tonight, Father God, be with us. Keep us. Never let our voice go silent as we communicate, as we continue to have conversations about such tragedies as this. Father God, we're humbling ourselves. And we're asking, God, that we can turn from our wicked ways. Because,
yes.
God, we asking that you would heal the land. Because
yes.
This land is sick. This land is sick, and it needs a healing.
Yes.
And so, Father God, if you don't heal it, it won't get done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we trusted that you're going to do it. We're hoping and we're believing that you will do it. And until then, God, keep us all.
Yes, Lord.
You know, keep us under your wing, Father God. Protect us.
Yes.
I pray Psalms 121:7. There will be no evil or no harm among any of us of our days coming and our days going.
Yes.
And forevermore, keep us from all evil and harm, your children, because every one of us is your children.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father God, we don't have the answers. We don't understand. None of us really understand why whatever is going on.
Yes,
because bad things do happen to good people. No one is exempt.
Yes.
But, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, and we're going to always continue to lift you up. We're going to lift your son, Jesus, up. Because the world will call on God, but when it comes to Jesus, everybody gets silent. And
yes,
so we plead in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for this network, God. And Lord, bless the founder. Father God, bless everyone that have chimed in tonight. Bless everyone that have stayed on the prayer line tonight, on the phone line tonight. And so we're making it out of a prayer line tonight. Why? Because you're here, and we're praying for each and every number that's represented on this line tonight,
yes.
That you will bless their families and comfort their families, that you will keep their families,
yes.
In the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we are carefully give you all the praise and the honor.
Yes,
we confess,
Lord.
Our sins now, those that we sins willfully and unwillfully. Create us a clean heart,
clean
O God,
heart,
and renew a right, fresh spirit in us. All hearts and minds are clear. I come against stress and anxiety. In the name of Jesus, sweet, sweet peace tonight as you sleep. We speak peace, peace in your spirit, man, on tonight. Because this too shall pass.
Thank you.
It comes to pass. This cloud can be over your head every day. And so, Father God, weeping may endure for tonight, but joy will come in the morning. This is my prayer on the E-Man After Show. Until we meet again, we want everybody to be blessed. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Amen. May God bless you. May God continue to bless you. Come back and join me and Mandy next Sunday night. We'll be back. And so, to the end, Mandy, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's thank big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we all live in proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.